Even at 17, she'd tasted the hunger in his kiss, the way he'd crushed her against him in desperation, as if he wanted to devour her right on the spot. But then he'd pushed her away and had left, married someone else. Even 6 years after the accident resulting in his wife Amanda's death, he still avoided her. She shook her head and forced the unwanted thoughts away. Business. She was here on business and nothing more. Lusting after a man who obviously didn't want you was a lesson in futility. He walked through the double doors leading into the gallery, inhaling sharply to calm the butterflies in her stomach. She swung open the front door, the soft tinkling of the little bell a welcoming reminder of the many times she'd heard that sound over the years. Recognizing Marie at the front desk, she waved and stopped there first, engaging the woman in quick catch-up conversation before heading back toward the gallery. She moved through the double doors and down the long hallway toward the gallery. Polished wood floor shone like brand new, the white walls deliberately stark to take nothing away from the art hung there. She paused to examine an oil painting of her favorite French Quarter patisserie. Art was her passion, the only thing other than her job as events coordinator for the Rising Storm Hotel that made her breath catch and her heart race. This painting caught her eye more than others. The sharp reds and whites of the awning sparkled under a midday summer sun. Casually dressed patrons sat at tiny round tables. Matching black wrought iron chairs peppered the fenced-off exterior, the occupants of the chairs sipping café au lait and eating French confectionaries that made her mouth water. She imagined that first bite into her favorite warm pastry, powdered sugar flying off the flaky crust and into her mouth. Sweet, warm filling would burst from the center of the confection and slide over her tongue, the molten sugary cream like an orgasm for her taste buds. She sighed, licked her lips, and made a promise to herself to eat there tomorrow morning.